in Daf Chesamet Beis Tana Rabbana Eved Shehevi Gitoi Pekosov Boi Atzmacho V'nichsai Knuyim Loch. And Eved brings a Shtar Shicho, and in the Shtar Shicho it says Atzmacho V'nichsai Knuyim Loch. I'm giving to you yourself and all my nechosim. Is atzmoi kone nechosim loy kone. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Eved shehevi gitoi bimdina sayo. Bitzorech loyma befonai nichtav ki isha ameviyo gito. Damrinim b'masnisin echod giteinoshim v'echod shechurei avodim shovu l'moylech u'meybi. Just like a get that is brought for an ishe, chazalwa mesakin, that you say before neinichta, before neinechta, and it helps that even the baal will be ma'arer and say it's mezuyich, he's not nemo. So the same halacha applies by an eved shehevi gitoi. Now, we have to understand this halacha that an isha that brings a get that she has to say before a nichtav is only speaking about a unique case. It is speaking about that the husband made her a shliach lohiloche. He gave her the get in Medina Sayon. And he told her, I don't want you to be miskarish now. I'm not being megarish with you. I'm making you a shliach lohiloche for gerishin. And you should take this get from Medina Sayon to Eretz Yisrael. You come to Bezdin. And then you give over this get to Bezdin, you say before neinichta, before neinechtam, yashlich leilocha, like all other shlichim leilocha, and then either Bezdin will become a shlich lekabole. That's one oifen, and Bezdin will be mekabel for you, but you're a shlich leilocha. And we hear this gemara before, that's a din of leitachlik b'shliches, that every shliach leilocha has to say before neinichtav and before neinechtam, and that is how Rashi is learning pshat and agamore. So Eved Shehevi Gita is speaking about a very unique case that the Odin gave him the shtar, and it said in the shtar atzmecho nechosai knuyim loch, and he's going to bring over this get from Medina Sayyam to Eretz Yisrael. And some has become a shliach the Kabbalah for him. And he said, b'fanei nichta, b'fanei nechta. Now, we have to realize that Chazal were mesakin that a shliach is nemon to say, b'fanei nichta, b'fanei nechta, even though the Baal will be ma'ara later. But they gave the shliach an amonis. Whatever the reason might be, mishum igun nekila barabonon, they gave him an amonis. Now, this Eved is bringing a shtar that there says two things in the shtar. One thing in the shtar, it says, Atzmacho koni loch. This is a shtar shicho. This is to be written lishma. Atzmacho koni loch is a loshen shicho. It says also on the shtar nechosai knuyim loch. So in Emerson, in this paper, there are two documents in Yisod. There's a shtar shichur on the Eved, and there's a shtar kinyin that the Odin is makna all his nechosim to this Eved. Now the Eved comes to Eretz Yisrael, and he says, b'fonai nichtav and b'fonai nechtam. We believe him. But on what do we believe him? You believe him on what the takone was. There was a takone. This is also igune. So we believe him legabe hishtar that it's a kosher, that's not mezuyev, it's a kosher shtar. And the nechosai, and shuldik, this is kiyim shtaris, we have a klal, that we need kiyim shtaris with to weigh them. So that is pshat in the baraisa. Eved shebi gitoi, the kosher boy, in this get it says, atzmacho unechosai knu yimloch, atzmoi kone, nechosim lekone, means that if the baal comes in the odin is ma'arer, and he'll say, it's mezuyif, the whole thing, this I never wrote, so they never gave you such a shtar. So legabi the Eved himself, he has namonis, and legabi the nechosim, he doesn't have namonis. And let us see, again Rashi. Eved shevi gitoi mimdines hayom, v'tzorech loyim v'bufonei nechtav, and the case will be, he made him a shliach lelochi, ki isha mevi yagita, dermina b'masnis, and echad gitei noshim, vechad shechure yavodim, shavu lemoylech omeivi. Atzmoy kone, v'nemon hu al shechure, we believe him. Loima b'fonei nichtav, v'ein tzorech eidim lekaima, you don't need eidim to be mekaim the shtar shechure, he's nemon. Nechosim loikone, the boy eidim kishar kiyum shtores. So that means we're speaking about lemaise, how much he can possess, how much belongs to him. So that's the atzmoy kone, nechosim loikone. And if it's speaking about that, Odin was ma'arer, it's very good. The Odin is an amonis, litay mezuyev, and the shtar, even though he said before nay nichtov, but he doesn't have an amonis on that shtar. That is a poshet halacha. Iboyilu kol nichsai knuyim loch. Now, I'm going to learn the Gemara first, the poshet away, and then we're going to go back and see we can't learn the poshet away, but let's first try learning a poshet away. Iboyilu kol nichsai knuyim loch mahu. What if the shtar said kol nichsai? Now, in the first case, the case of the Baraisa, Atzmacho Nechosai, so there's really two shtaras here. There's a shtar on Atzmacho, which is a shtar Shicha. There's a shtar Hakno Nechosai. So Memelo, we can say, no, on your shtar you have Nemonis, on the other shtar you don't have Nemonis. That's, but here, it didn't say Tula Shainis. It said Kol Nechosai. All my Nechosim belong to you. All my nechosim includes you, because you're also part of my nechosim. So, kol nechosai knuyim loch. All my nechosim belong to you. And he says, b'fonai nichtav and b'fonai nechtav. What'll happen now? So, Abaye omar Abaye, mitoich shekona atzmoi kona nechosim. Now, here, Lechayre, we have to, here, there's no two shtaris. Here, the whole shtar is Kol Nichsai. Kol Nichsai is one shtar, which is Koilu to Inyonim. It's a shtar Shichel for the Yevid, and it's a shtar Hakno for the Yevid, but it's one shtar. Kol Nichsai. Now, Mitzad the shtar Shichel Shaboy, so the Eved would be Nemo. Mitzad the shtar hakno sheboy, the Eved should not be Nemo. So what do you do now? And he says, kol nichsai. So perhaps Abaye had a svara to say that we have a problem. I mean, we have a problem that which way do we go? So Abaye held, well, the svaras mishum igune kilabo rabono. So what does that mean? We have to, let's speak about by the Eved Gufa. Really, if we'd go according to the letter of the law, he wouldn't be nemo. No, mishum igune kilabo rabono. We have to bend backwards in order to be meikel. So the mishum igune kilabo rabono, so we'll have to bend doubly backwards. So listen, if we won't believe him, and we're going to look at the shtar hakno, will look at the shtar haknot that he doesn't have nemonis on that, so he won't be nemon on his shtar either. That means if we're going to look at the kol nichsa, you have to be nemon on everything. So he's not nemon on that, so he won't be nemon at all. So we just lost amishami guni kila barabon, and nebuch this evidence nebuch harachmonis. The other one's going to come and finish, and he's makes Hashem blotter. So Abaye held, so we have to bend backwards for the Eved. And Mishum Igun Nikila Borabonim, so just like believing you is a kula on yourself, but here we'll have to believe you on the Nechosim also, or else nothing's going to happen. Because we have to be Mevara the Kol Nichsai. And the Kol Nichsai includes you and the Nechosim. So Mishum Igun, so mitoich, that's Abaye's mitoich. Mitoich shekol naatzmoi. We have to believe him on his nechosim, als mishumiguni kilo bo rabono. It's kona nechosim, so it's kinda the nechosim. Omalei Rove. So Rove told Abaye, mishloi maatzmoi likni, mididave get isha. You're making up a clean sweep. Since he's kind himself, he's kind of in the chosim. Listen here, let's make a cheshben a nefesh. Bishloi ma'atz ma'ilikni, mididave get isha. El in the chosim lo'ilikni, mididave kim shtoris dalme. But how could he be kind of in the chosim? So poshet, we learn pshat. What is Rove tiny? So Rove says, no, we're going to split. We're going to split it. We're going to say Pagin and Nemonis. That means there's such a concept of Pagin and Nemonis. That means I believe you legabi certain things. I don't believe you gabi other things. That means a person's Nemonis is mugbul. I can believe you legabi this. I can't believe you. But here, Mishimiguni Kilaborabona. So I believe the Kol Nichsa is not Mizuyi. Legabi the nechosim, well, there we're not mekel, so I won't believe you. Legabi nechosim, I won't believe you. And just let's throw in Rabbi Chonon in Kovet Saoris brings down a Gemara in a Mishnah in Yevamis of the Musig of Poginen Namonis. The Mishnah says, Aisha comes and says, Meis Bali. So the din is, she's allowed to get married. We believe her. The Chazol or Musakin, Neidecho, the Filanisha that says Meis Bali, is she's allowed to get married. We gave her an emunah. Vayta Mishnah Meguni Kila Bo Rabona. So the Mishnah says, Avol Ein Ha'achem Nichnosim L'Nachlo Alpiyo. But, like this, if her husband's dead, so the Yoshim should go and take over it. I mean, her husband left over 5 brothers, so they should go and take over now the Nechosim. He had a business up to let them. They yash in the Nechosim. No, no, no. Lagabi, the brothers take over the Yerusha. I don't know if he's dead. You need to aid him. You want to say you take over the Yerusha? Who says he's dead? It's a Shailan Hilchis moment. Alpishnai made him Yokum Dova. So the vow, you cannot take over the Yerusha. That's what it says in the Mishnah. That Rabbi Chana, is he dead or isn't he dead? Let's get the facts straight. If he's not dead, so she can't get married. So he's dead. So if he's dead, let's take the Yerusha. How do we split this? So Rabbi Chana says as follows. If he's dead or not, between you and me, I don't know. I don't know if he's dead. No. This Isha has an amonis, legabi getting married, that I have to believe, legabi this Shaila, she has an amonis to say that he's dead. So, she's nemon to say he's dead, legabi getting married. So I believe in legabi that, she has an amonis on that. Legabi being mevarer, that the achim should be yodim lenachlo, she doesn't have an amonis. That means, what really is, I haven't the faintest idea. Let me tell you a secret. 2 Adam could come and say he's dead. He can come, Lebedikai. There won't be Trias Amazim. This Hilchis Nemonis, there's things that we are able to rely on. We don't know. We don't know if he's that or he's not that. But this Hilchus Naman is that we paskin al pi certain birurim. So, Legabi getting married, we can rely on what she said, that he's dead. So someone can marry her. She's believed. She has an emunah. She has an emunah. I can rely on that. When it comes to other halachas, when it comes to Hilchus Momin, so she doesn't have an emunah. Saying Achim Yovel Menach Lapia. This Palgin in the Monis is an Monis. Rabbi Chanan says another case. Yakir, that a father is Nemon to say how old his son is. But not Legabi Onshin. He's Nemon Legabi Yisurim, not Legabi Onshin. That means if he says his son is old enough to make a Neder, the Neder is a Neder. But we won't give the son an Einish. I mean, so, is he a Godel? Is he not a Godel? Legabi Isurim, he has an Amonis. I'm a Chuyiv to believe him. Legabi Onshim, he doesn't have an Amonis. So there's a Musig of Palgin and Amonis. So Rave is very understandable. So Rave said, Kol Nichsai, is this a Mezuyiv to get? Is this a mezuyiv dekishtah? It's not a mezuyiv dekishtah. I have the faintest idea. But al kaponim legabi shichel, the eved has an amonis to say b'fani nechtem, b'fani nechtem, and I'm permitted in mechuyiv to believe him that it's not mezuyiv, so he's a meshuchah dek eved. When it comes to dinei mominis, to be maitzi the other nechosim from the other, and this you don't have an amonis, So I can't believe you. Finished. Pagin in the monis. Hadar Amar Abaye. Now Abaye changed his mind. And Abaye said the other way around. Now Abaye is consistent. That you don't split up the kol nichsai. No, you say the other way. Miteich leikon in the chosim leikon na atzmai. Since there's a din in the chosim, and in the chosim, the eved doesn't have any nemonis whatsoever, so I can't say mishum iguna. You have to work the meiker adin. You can't work with kulis. You have to work meiker adin. Meiker adin, he doesn't have nemonis legabi in the chosim. So if I can't believe legabi in the chosim, so here I can't say mishum iguna because that's trampling on the iker adin. The iker adin, he doesn't have any nemonis. So he's not Nemon, period. Amalei Rove, and Rove again goes back to Abaye. Abaye is going with a one-track mind that either the Kol Nichsai is Nemon on the Kol Nichsai, he's not Nemon on the Kol Nichsai. And Amalei Rove said, no, Bishloim Nechosim Leilikni Midedava Kiim Shtoriz Da'alme. He's not Nemon on the Chosim, Elat Melikni Midedava Getisha. Say the first case of the Baraisa, they said, Atzmecho unichsai. Say he said, Kol nichsai. Atzmecon and nechosim leikon. Let us see Rashi. Kol nichsai mao. Mi amrinen. Atzmecho unichosai. Trei diburininu. These are two diburim, the two separate Haknoes, aber kol nichsai, kimen de bechad dibura osile shicher atzmei matonis nechosem. Here the shicher and haknoes with one dibur of kol nichsai. Kedekaimel on the kamen akaisel kol nechosem lavda yotze ben chayren shohu bechlal nechosem. So the eved is the shicher and hakno comes with the kol nichsai. Hilkach im mehem and ahai. So if he's nemel with some of the other, the loy palgin and dibure. We don't say palgin and dibure. Aydul me palgina. We do say palgina. So lechayra, we could learn pshat that the Gemara means palgin and nemonis, not palgin and dibure. Mi did ava get ishe, shenemenis lovi es gita b'loyme b'fane nichto. Echot ze, benatzmai benachose, ben kol nechose, benatzmach anachose, ben kol nechose. Yeah. Let us see Taisvis. Hodaram Rabbaye. Now Rabbaye changed his mind. Perish, lay mishum kushid de rovachose boy. No, they asked the Makasha, well, why do you have to be going with one chakra, split it. That was Rav's Kasha. So, if Abaya was chayza because of Rav's Kasha, he wasn't at all cooperative with Rav's Kasha. Rav's had split it, and he says, oh, mitayich leikon in the chosim, leikon atzmai. Pershlay mishim kushid the Rav chayza boy. The Baye Lechoshim Lepicha, the Sova Lepagin and Dibure. He owes Lepagin, you can't split it. You have to, is the Kol Nichsai Mezuyif or not Mezuyif? You can't, there's no eating of splitting. The Rav Lei Mishani Midi. Bakushi, the Rav Lei Mishani Midi. If he heard Rav's Kash and Rav said, let's say Pagin and Dibure, so what did he say? Elanir Lei Svor Lei Metvebe Tavayu Lekon, the Yad Balashtar Allah Tachtain and Fakir. Don't start off with takonis. We'll start with a takona. We have an obstacle in front of us. Oh, we'll make a takona that also. It works the other way around. You start with meikar adin. Meikar adin yad balashtar ala tachtein. Doesn't have namonis and in the chosim. So memele in the eved which is kolul and the kol nitzah, meikar adin is in the monis. So we're not going to change that because of the eved. So memele is not namon. That would be perhaps a nice pshat, but this is not pshat in the Gemara. Because we're going to see the Gemara soon. The Gemara wants to be medame, another case to Rove, and the other case is no shaykhis whatsoever with Palgin and Namonis. And then Rabbi Chanan asks another kasha. I mean, if we learn pshat in our Gemara as Palgin and Namonis, so we just said over a Mishnah, Palgin and Namonis is an accepted accepted Indian in Shas. We have a Mishnah like that. She's Nemon Linose, and she's not Nemon Meina Nemenis La Hoyrid Achim Al Nach La Pio. So Pagin and Namonis is an accepted concept. We know this. So what's Pshat Nabaya? Which is a good kasha. So now Rabbi Chanan says, and with this we have a different outlook in the Machlekes Abaye v'Rove. We begin to understand the next Gemara, which without this is very difficult to understand. Rabbi Chanan is in Kevet Sa'oris, Simen Chaf Aleph, Oishid Aleph, and Oishid Beis. Rabbi Chanan says as follows, when a person writes, Kol Nichsai Nisunim Leplaini, I'm giving you all my Nechosim. Yesh Lachke, so how does this work? I'm giving you all my nechosim. Im hi hakno achas al kol nechosim. That means the hakno is all my nechosim. You're getting all my nechosim. B'chol cheifetz v'cheifetz shu zoiche boy. Now we have a klal, ein b'chlal o'mashe b'prat. So he's zoiche of all the nechosim. So he has $100,000 in the bank. He has a Cadillac. He has a mansion. So, well, if he's kol nechosim, so automatically, so the Cadillac and the mansion and the $100,000, everything belongs to him because he's makdim kol nechosim. Who mivnei shu chelik miklolis kol nechosim? Because since you were kol, the haknos on kol nechosim. That's the haknos. And you get everything because that falls into the category of kol nechosim. Oy shehein kinyonim chalukim al kol chayfetz mitzad atzmoy, hele shekoyna ayidei shtar echot. Not that there is a hakno of kol nechosim. That means there's a abstract hakno of kol nechosim. No, there's no. The hakno is on the Cadillac, on the mansion, on the money in the bank. But instead of reckoning guys, I want to be mad at this, and this, I say, kol nichsai. But the emison, it's a hakno and protem. It's a multiple hakno. Am I makna you one thing, or I makna you a multitude of things. According to the first Mahalach, it's a hakno on one thing. That means, why is the mansion yours? Not because I was makna you the mansion, no. The mansion is yours because I was makna you kol nichsai. And since kol nichsai is yours, so automatically the mansion shall be yours. That is according to the first pshat. According to the second pshat, why is the mansion yours? Because I was makna you the mansion. Because the mansion and the Cadillac, and then that's nichlal and kol nichsai. So we hear the achakira why the mansion is yours, because kol nichsai is yours, or because I was makna you the mansion. Tutzdodim. Now, let's come back to the machlokes of Abaye and Rove. Abaye says, kol nichsai. So Abaye says, we hear the lashon of Rashi, loy palgin in dibure. In Rove says palgin in dibure. The machlokes palgin in dibure, loy palgin in dibure here means as follows. When a person says kol nichsai, is there a hakno? There's one dibur, kol nichsai, the hakno is kol nichsai, and all the protim fall in because this is part of kol nichsai, but the hakno is not on the protim, the hakno as in kol nichsai. Or do we say palginin dibure? No, there's akno on a multitude. There's a multitude of aknos. Kol nichsai is a short way of saying this, 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 and this. I say kol nichsai, which I am including all the protim, but I'm akni all the protim. Now, let's come back to the machlokes of Abaye v'Rove. An eved comes and brings a shtar, and he says, kol nichsai. Now, if we don't say palgin and dibure, so that means the eved is kind himself, not because it was makne you to himself, because it was makne kol nichsai to you. So if it was makne kol nichsai to you, so automatically you kind of yourself, you kind of his nechosim, but the hakno was kol nichsai. So before we get on first base to be done, if the Eved is Meshuchra or not, we have to be Mevara one thing. Was there a Hakno of Kol Nichsai? That's, we can't talk about Shichro. We can't talk about, we have to be Mevara Kol Nichsai. You have to be Mevara to me, was there, because the only way you can be kind to yourself, if I know there was a Hakno on Kol Nichsai. Reb Yida, you and them want to be Mevara, there's a Hakno on Kol Nichsai. That's the Shiloh over here. We have to be mevada. It was a kno on kol nichsai. That was a bias problem. We have to handle with kol nichsai. We can't start looking at the eved is kinder the chot. We have to be mevada kol nichsai. And that a bias zich gedreht. So a bias had to start it. So a bias said, so you won't believe him. So what's going to be? So he won't be a meshucha nebuch. He brought a get and thus, and he's a meshumi gunna kila baba. We have to double back. We have to believe him. We have to bend back. So a bias said, mitaych shenemun alatz moynemun al nechaz. We have to believe him. Meshumi gunna. We have to believe the kol nichsai, even though this is. Not up in Gidrei Aloche, but Mishum Aguni, Kilabar Rabona. Then Abaye thought it over again. He says, "No, we can't. You don't work that way. You don't bend backwards the Haloche for the Takone. Mishum Aguni, Kilabar Rabona was enough on what's happening to Gidrei Aguni, but because of that, we're going to bend back the whole Chayshem Mishpat because of this. No." So we look the other way around. So an chayshim mishpat is no nemonis on kol nichsai. So forget about it. So he's not nemon. That was Abaye. Abaye held loy palgin and dibur. You don't divide this dibur of kol nichsai. It's a akno of kol nichsai. Rovi said palgin and dibur. He wasn't spoiled for this kol nichsai. This kol nichsai is ein bechlal alamashe beprat. Kol nichsai is 20 diburim. It's this, 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 it's this. Some of Melis, a Rovi said, so what's the problem?
So that's equivalent to Atzim Mechon Nechosai. Kol Nechosai is you. And the other things. So Memele, so an Atzim is Nemon. And that Chelik of the Kol Nechosai is only Kailo, a lot of Protim. But Pagin on the Bur, we break it up. So Memele, that Knoz on all the Protim. So this Prati is an Nemonis, and that Prati doesn't have an Nemonis. That is Pshat Nemechleik is Abaye Verove. And with this, we'll be able to understand the next Gemara, which without this, the next Gemara would be mamish, very difficult to understand. So Rav Ade bar Masne told Rove, Kiman ke Rav Shimon, your shtik Torah that you're saying is like Rav Shimon, the Omar Palginan Diburim. Rav Shimon holds Palginan Diburim. This nan akoisiv kol nechosav la'avdoi yotza ben choyim. A person wrote kol nechosav la'avdoi yotza ben choyim. So that's a din. So kol nechosav means the eved and everything else. Kol nechosav yotza ben choyim. Shiyer karke kol shu. What if he left over a karke? Lo yotza ben choyim. Then it's lo yotze ben chayim, and davar, let us not learn Rashi, and let us not davar try to understand what Rameya holds. That will come later. Rav Shimon Oimer, lo oilam hu ben chayim, if he said, kol nechosai nesunim loch, chutz, mishay karka koshu, he's also a ben chayim. He's also a ben chayim. Unless he says, all my nechosim are, I'm giving to you, leploini avdi, chutz mi echot mi ribui shebehem. I'm giving everything to you besides 1/10,000th of my nechosim. That I'm leaving over for myself. So you know Apshad is over there, so that he's telling the Eved, so the Eved feels very elated and the covetic, that means giving everything to me, he's a millionaire, and 1/10,000th he's leaving over for himself. So there he really means you're worthless to me. You're worth to me like 1/10,000. You're the one I'm giving over everything to you besides yourself. But I wanted you to feel good. So, but that's in my eyes, that's how much you're worth to me. So about Kaponim, you don't know how to read between the lines, so you'll feel happy. That was my purpose from the Shtar. And you'll find out later, that's Shainish Negeya. But Al Kaponim, that was his intention. Now let's see Rashi and Daftes. Lo'ilam hu ben chayim, demai de goli goli, demai de loy goli loy goli. If it was Meshaya kalka koshu, so Makoka kalka koshu is, that's what he was Meshaya, the Eved is called Nichsai. Ache yoimel stam, chutz mi dovamut. Unless he'll say a double mood for Yeforish Mao Meshaya, the Hosam Amrin and the Echad Meribi the Koma Haino Evet. He there he means if he said I'm giving you everything besides 1/10,000, then he means the Evet. Biu lechoshiv lechad meribi ben Hosam. That's how much he's worth to him. I forgot the Shavitvei, but in my eyes, that's how much he's worth to me. Okay, that is not Negeos. Now, but we have to be medayik the lashon of Rav Shimon. La oilam hu ben chayim. He's always a ben chayim. So the always seems to include many cases, unless he says chutz miachin meribi. But in all cases besides that, he's a ben chayim. So what is when it comes to be mal? But midekama Rav Shimon la oilam hu ben chayim. Ashmiina. Lo ishna heichad dekana shal nechosam imoy. If he was kind of the other nechosim, kigoin shepirish hashia, sheshia, that means the eved was kind of the other nechosim, how do we have a case that the eved is kind of the other nechosim, kigoin shepirish hashia, sheshia, chutz mikarka ploini, hashtakon atzmoi vishal nechosim, chutz minashia, that means, Loilam is koilo two cases. Case number one, that I went over to the Eved, I'm saying, kol nechosai nesunim loch, besides the field I own in Alaska. That's what he said, Klar Dibur. So Memela, in such a case, so the Eved is kind of everything besides the field in Alaska. So that's no problem. Or a case he wasn't kind of shan nechosin. He didn't say what he's leaving over. I'm giving you everything besides a karke. The cause of like, what did he write? Chutz mi beis kul karke. I'm giving you everything besides a beis kul karke. So now, this is a very shrewd shiur over here. That means by saying, I'm giving you everything besides a base kul karke. I want to be mishayach for myself a base kul karke. So now, we'll come to Bezdin with such a shtar, so the Eved won't be able to get any karka. The bechol chadi kalameima haim ahud ishiya. That means each karka, each base kul, maybe it was mishaya this one, maybe it's mishaya this one. So the eved is not nemon at all. The eved is not nemon at all. Not nemon. The eved is not bekoyach to be toiveya any karka, because on each karka that the odin possessed, this is a klal, amaitz mechaber ol v'ray. Maybe it was Mishayim. Maybe this is the base code that it was Mishayim. The b'chol chad v'chad ikalamei ma'ayin hu d'shayim. Afelu hochi, hu ben choyrim. He's a ben choyrim. Duhu lav karka hu v'loy shayre. He's not karka. That means the whole, let us say, the Rosh Tachsime says that according to Rashi, it's speaking about all he had was Kalk and the Eved. That's all what he had. And he said, I'm being Mishaya, a base called Kalk. And that's it. So because of his shield, and I can't be Mevara which base school he was Mishaya, so Bezdin will paskin for the Eved, you can't take anything. Because on each karka there's a solving. Maybe this is the karka he was Mishai. Fine. So when it comes to the karkois, he can't take anything. But let's clear a different shaila. Let's clear Ligabi, the Eved. But good, you Mishai, I'm not a base school karka, so by me there's no solving. And for Lahoki, who ben chayim? The who lav karka? Because the Eved is not karka. For loy shayre, and he wasn't mishay the Eved. Alme palginen dibure do kol nirsei kom alei loykone eles atzmai vatnami de komret atzmai kone nechosem loykone kerabshim tzfirloch. So now let's understand our Gemara. Now we'll appreciate our Gemara with what we mentioned before, with what Harav Bochanan said in the Gemara. He says, Rab Shimon said a gevaldike zach. Rab Shimon said, if he was the oven said, kol nichsay nesunim loch, chutz mi beis kul karke. So the shir of beis kul karke, halachically, throws a monkey wrench in the schus kniya of the Eved. He can't take any karke, because on every karke, we'll say maybe this is what he was Mishaya. Afal Pikein, Rab Shimon says he's a ben choyren, because he's not a baseball karke, he's a ben choyren. So the Gemara said, now let's go back to Rabbi Chanan's Chakira. What does kol nichsai mean? If there's a hakno of kol nichsai, if there's a akno of kol nichsai, that means akno is kol nichsai in the protim. And the protim fall into the, because there's a akno of kol nichsai, over here there was no akno of kol nichsai, because lamaise, the only thing the Eved could be kind of is himself. all the other nechosim, he can't be koine with the shtar. So there's no hakno of kol nichsay over here. The afalp came, Rab Shimon said that the Ebed is koine himself ben chayrim. So we see from Rab Shimon, Rab Shimon held palgin and dibure, that kol nichsay does not mean there's one hakno of kol nichsay. Kol nichsay means a multitude of aknos. I was makna you 20 karkois, 20 base schools, and yourself. That's the taich kol nichsay. Now, in the 20 base schools, we have a legal problem over here, which base school I was mashai for myself. So, legally, you can't take any of the base schools. So you can't take any of the base schools. But kol nichsay is 20 base schools and yourself. So kaponim, and yourself, there's no big book. So you're kind of yourself. That is only if you hold palgin and dibur, then you could say such a thing. Because palgin and dibur means the hakno of kol nichsay is a multitude of haknos. So mamela, whatever goes through, goes through. But if we will say, like Abaye said, that kol nichsay means that there is an abstract, that the hakno is kol nichsay. The hakno is I makne. The akno is kol nichsay, and everything is nikta because there is. This is akno of kol nichsay, so memele, so everything falls in. Here there wasn't akno of kol nichsay, because Lamai said the only thing that you can be kind is yourself, so there's no akno of kol nichsay over here. There's no kol nichsay. There's only you. That's not kol nichsay. So memele, so therefore, if you hold loy palgin and dibur, so then the din would be that behold loy pagina dibure. So then the din be it. He's not kind himself, and that was pshat, that is pshat in Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon is coming to tell us. Rab Shimon is coming to tell us that la'olam. That's the la'olam of Rab Shimon. La'olam hu ben chayim. That means loy mi boy when the eved is kind other nechosim. So I know what he was, Mishayer. He said, I'm selling you everything besides the Kark and the Laska. So there's no, so then Pshad is Kol Nichsai besides the Kark and the Laska. So there's Akno of Kol Nichsai. So Memele, so then it's Poshet that ever destroyed himself. I feel you don't know Pagin in the Buddha. No, lo, oilam kainatzme ben choyre means, I feel the Ebed won't be kain anything. So the only thing he, besides himself, so Bemison, there's no akno of kol nichsay. Aval pikein is yotze ben chayim, because you say palgin and dibur. So the Gemara was medame hilchis haknois to hilchis birurim. That means Rabbi was a shaylan hilchis namonis. Is he namon legabi himself? Here we're speaking about in hilchis hakno, and the Gemara explain, the Gemara compared these two halachas, which is Mamish Yisrei Torah. But the way Rabbi Elchanan explains it, it's beautiful. It's one shaila here. Is there akno, one akno of kol nichsay? That's a taich. Loi palgin and dibure? Or isn't there akno of kol nichsay? Or isn't there one akno of kol nichsay? There's a multitude of aknos. That's a taich palgin and dibure. In Rab Shimon, that says, even though the only thing that the Eved Lamaisa is kind is himself, that's also called, that he's also kind, because we say Pagin and Dibur. So the Gemara says, that's Shan the Gemara. You're like Rab Shimon. You hold Pagin and Dibur, and Rab Shimon holds Pagin and Dibur. That is L'chay Rebshat in the, that is L'chay Rebshat in the Gemara so far. Now, let's just say one more step. Rab Shimon says, L'oilam hu ben chayrin, and L'oilam is koilul two cases. One case, if I know what is Mishayah, then there's no problem of Pagin and Dibure. And then a case where I don't know what is Mishayah, then L'chayre, there is a problem of pagin and diburin, but I hold pagin and diburin. That is l'chayre pshat. So now, we didn't learn pshat yet in Rameya. But l'chayre, it would be seen to be saying, l'oilam I'm chaylik an Rameya. I'm chaylik an Rameya when there's no problem of pagin and diburin. Rameya says the Eved isn't kind to himself. And I'm chaylik an Rameya when there is a problem of pagin and diburin. And that's when the Eved isn't kind to anything besides himself. So then it would seem for practical purposes, we don't know why Rav Meir is chaylik in all cases, but al kaponim, Rav Meir holds you don't say pagin and diburin, and Rav Shimon says you do say pagin and diburin. So Mameila Rav Ade Bamasne told Rav, you're like Rav Shimon, not like Rav Meir. Rav Meir doesn't hold pagin and diburin. That's shat and deloyla. In such a case, there's a problem of pagin and diburin. Now, let's go to Rav Meir to understand a little bit what Rav Meir is talking about. Let's see what Rav Meir holds. Yotze ben chayim shavu b'chal nechosim b'chol shal nechosim namikon edat v'koysu kol nechosim l'abdei. Shia kaka koshu la yotze ben chayim. Kaka labdav kikidamu b'babasapek mishemets. Lo yotze ben chayim. Shia kaka koshu la yotze ben chayim. De bishloime reishe de loigoli daite de noches le shiure. In the reishe he said, a case of kol nechosav la'avdoi. He didn't tell the Eved that he's noches le shiure. Lo yimrin in the shayim. So I don't say that he was meshayir anything. He gave him everything. Avol hoche de noches le shiure amrin le didei na mishayim. So I say, Mr. Tommy is meshayir the Eved also. Chiyom kol nichsei. He said, kol nichsei nesuni loch ashan nechosim koma. L'chanufi lei kosi v'lei shicherei kivin de lei omalei atzmecho unnechosai. Now, we have to explain what Rashi is saying in Rameya. And I'd like to be mamtik, the Teres Gittin says, Amurah de Kibot. And the Teres Gittin says as follows, and then we'll start understanding what Rashi is saying. Akoisev kol nechosav la'avdoi yotza ben chayim. You have to write kol nechosav. What if I write nechosav la'avdoi? What do you mean kol nechosai? It would seem the Eved would not call it be a ben chayim. So the Teres Gittin, we have to understand this is a unique case. What is unique about this case? Now, let us again go back to Rameya. When one gives all his nechosim to his Eved, including himself, this is different than all matonis. No matonis, when a person, this word that Teres Gittin says, which is amoyredike svorim, by all, if Reuven goes over to Shimon and says, nichsayin nesunim loch, so I'm giving you my nechosim, I didn't say my nechosim, so it means all the nechosim, and that's understood, nichsayin nesunim loch, I didn't say which one's not, my nechosim are yours. By an Eved, if I say nichsayin nesunim loch, so it means I'm giving you my nechosim, you're being mekabel my nechosim, but I'm not talking about you. You're the mekabel, and I'm giving you my nechosim. But it's not, but in nichsayin nesunim loch, it is not understood I'm giving you also to yourself. Nichsayin nesunim loch means you're mekabel, you're a mekabel matona of my nechosim. But it's not understood that I'm giving you also to yourself. When I say kol nichsai, now I said kol nichsai, what's the kol asiyemai? Not only am I giving you my nechosim, I want you should be mekabel amatona of my nechosim, I want to give you also to yourself. So you need the kol. The kol is an essential factor in order to include, I want to give the Eved to the Eved also. Like this, Nichsai would not necessarily mean that I want to give you to yourself. I want to give my Nechosim to you. You're a Mekabel Matone. Not you're the Matone also. But when I say Kol Nichsai, I say, you're also a Chelik of the Matone. And I'm giving you also to yourself. Now, that is when he said Kol Nichsai. So then, Kol Nichsai, I understand from the Kol that he wants to give the Eved also to himself. But if he said, if he said, so Kol Nichsai means everything plus yourself. That's the Kol. Kol means everything plus yourself. But here he said, I'm giving you everything, but. So the minute I'm saying but, so the but is Al Kaponim telling you that I'm not giving you everything. It's not everything. So then already I don't have the gili of kol already. That means I have to know from a kol that he's makna the eved to the eved, that you're also a chelik of the matone. And the minute I hear that you have to, that the word kol has to be taken with a grain of salt, it doesn't mean kol. Don't take kol literally because chutz. So then all of a sudden, halachically, in Choshem Mishpat, I think also, it's the kol does not mean kol in its entirety, so maybe it doesn't mean the eved also. Because I need a ribuy of kol to include the eved. And if I see the kol is lavdavki, it can't be taken, it's not understood the kol nichsai, so maybe that's the svarim of the sham, maybe the kesvarim. Priyama kol nichsai, Nisunim loch, Ashan nechosim koma. So what's pshat? V'lachanufi like, the whole thing is a joke then. So it doesn't mean to give the Eved to the Eved, because he didn't say kol, because the kol already does not mean kol in its entirety, so the kol doesn't include you also. So what's pshat in the whole thing? V'lachanufi like kosi. So the whole thing is to come for the Eved. I want you to work like a horse today, so I think, because tomorrow you'll be free, you think, so I'll kapon them, you'll be very happy, and you'll work, and v'lachanufi. Because if he wanted to really, if this would be done with atmimis, he could have said, if he wanted to ensure that the Eved should be Meshuv, he should atzmach on the chose. Be saying a kol, and then he's taking Zmin Magareya the kol, so then I see that he doesn't mean he doesn't mean the kol in its entirety, so he's not koilu the Eved. Now, let us think for 1 minute. So this works, so what am I saying? I'm saying kol nichsai, chutz from the kalke. I mean kol nichsai, the kol doesn't, is not kol you, but what am I giving you? But let the shtar is upshot. Kol nichsai means all the nechosim I'm giving you, besides that kalke, and we don't have a ribuy on yourself also, so memele, you won't be koine, because you're not a meshuche, masha koine, but koine rabbi, you won't koine anything. That's lemaise. But now, let's talk about the case of Rab Shimon. Lo'oilam hu ben choyren. In the case of lo'oilam hu ben choyren, so what was the case over there? The case was over there. He told the Eved, you didn't specify what he was Meshaya, I'm giving you kol nichsai besides a base kul kalk. Now, we come to a lawyer, and we ask him, so the Eved there, so what did I get? He started thinking, how rich he became, what you got? So the lawyer tells him, well, kalk you didn't get, that's for sure. No, fine. Okay, that was basically kalke. He didn't get any kalke. Now, the shaila is, did he become a ben choyren? Now, here, I can say, the kol that it's just like he was Messiah the Kaki, it didn't mean you. He meant to be Messiah you also. Well, if he meant to be Messiah me, so what is he giving? Here he said, Kol Nichsai, I'm ending up with nothing besides myself. So here this ribui of Kol Zich has to mean me. It can't mean anything else. The Sfara of Rav Meir was very good if you have a Kol. So the Kol is going on all the Karkois besides that Karka, besides you. But I'm giving all the Karkois. But the Kol had a Pshat. So I say, Midishaya Bekarka, it doesn't mean a real Kol. It doesn't mean you either. That's it. That's very good when there's other Nechosim which the Eved is Koin Al-Kaponim Al-Pidishtar. But in the case of Rav Shimon, When he said, Kol Nirsai Nesunim Lo Chutz Mi Beis Kol Karka, where there was only Karka in the Eved, so this Svara of Rav Meir, the Rav Meir says, Midinoches Lishiyuri Yuz Meshai the Eved, here you can't say Yuz Meshai the Eved. Because here's the Kol Zichas to mean the Eved. What is he giving him? He's giving him Kol Nirsai Chutz Mi Beis Kol Karka. So Chutz Mi Beis Kol Karka means, you're not getting any Karka, period. So what's the Kol Nirsai? So the Kol Nirsai has to be you. Here we can't say Midinoches Lishiyure. The Kol doesn't mean you. The Kol has to mean me. What else are you giving me? And it seems that's the Machloikis Rab Shimon and Rab Meir. Rab Shimon is saying, La'oilamu ben chayim. Your first case that you hold Midinoches Lishiyure, I won't buy that. He said Kol, so the Kol is coming to tell the Eved also. That's from the Kol. Why did he say such a modern lotion? Kol Nichsai Chutz Mikarka Plainis. Why did this be double talk? So Kol Nichsai means Eved also. And then the Karka Plainis, the Karka Plainis. I don't say Midinochas L'Shiure. This whole Shtik Torah of Rav Meir, Rav Shimon did not hold, because the Kol is coming to include the Eved. Why did he say the Kol for? The Kol means to include the Eved. But that's in this case, when the Eved gets other Nechosa. Then I don't hold it with the Nochis. But Rav Shimon came to say another case. Rav Shimon came to say a case of Filu, there's nothing left over. Only the Eved. I also hold the Eved becomes a Ben Chayim. And it seems Rav Meir is Chaylik on that also. Now why is Rav Meir Chaylik on that? The Svar of Midinochis Lishure will not apply over here. He can't say, well, just like he's not giving the cock, he's not giving him himself. It can't be like that. He has to be giving himself, because he said, Kol Nirsai Chutz Mi Beis Kol Karka. I'm giving something to you, and the something has to be yourself. So here, you can't say Midinochis Lishure. V'aval Piken Rav Meir holds. It seems that he doesn't become a Ben Chayim. Because that's Rav Shimon's machlokes al Rav Meir. So Koch, we see, because Rav Meir holds, loy pargin in diburit. So in the last case, there's no svar of midinochis, but then there's a svar, if there's no haknof, kol nirsai, so you can't be kind of yourself, because loy pargin in diburit. In Rav Shimon, is chaylik and Rav Meir on both dinim. When there's other nechosim left over, so then there's no chesor and no pargin in diburit, so the kol starts to have whatever's left over. So then the svar midinochis I don't hold. You say there's a svar midinochis, he doesn't mean the Eved, I disagree with you. Since he said kol, he means the Eved also, that's the kol's coming to be ma'abah the Eved. He was Messiah, this Karka, this Karka was Messiah, but the Eved, he meant to be ma'akna the Eved. But Rav Shimon says, but aloilam, afilu, when there's nothing left for the Eved to be kainet besides himself. And now we encounter a new problem of pagin in dibure. Say, so I also hold we say pagin in dibure, and it would seem, and that's what he's chaylik and Rav Meir, loilam hu ben chayrim, and not the way you say that he's never ben chayrim. And when he left over Nechosim, it's a svar midinochis. When he didn't leave over Nechosim, then there's a svar loy pagin in dibure. And I hold we do say pagin in dibure. That l'chayr is pshat in the Gemara. Okay. When Reuven gives Shimon Nechosov, so Reuven writes to Shimon, Nirsai Nesunim Loch. He didn't say the word called.